Oi, oi, I'm Jimmy Bullard, and this is me old muck of Fenners. We're back together, son. How are ya?
Hi, Bully. Great to be back working with you. Well, what are we doing here, though?
We're starting a football club in podcast form. The only thing we know, it's called FC Bullard. After that, it's all up for grabs.
So, we haven't got any players, we haven't got a kit, we haven't got a club badge, we haven't got a stadium.
Correct. FC Bullard. Welcome to the club.
This is a crowd podcast.
This episode is sponsored by the laptop, Joe Dell. To be more like Joe, go to patreon.com/Joe Marler Show. Become an official sponsor and grow the show.
Grow the show if you know. For Joe and Tom, for everyone. Oh, spread the word. Have you heard? Joe Marler Show. Joe Marler Show.
Welcome, listener.
Have we only got one listener?
Potentially.
Okay.
Welcome, listeners. No, it is listener because I want to be talking to them.
What if there's two people in the room listening together?
Welcome, listener / listeners. The voices you're going to hear are mine, Joe Marler's, and the next one is... and the snort is...
Tom Fordyce. Joe, I came on the tube.
I think that's illegal.
Luckily, I was in the carriage by myself.
Still
it's
illegal.
It's not a big deal these days, so no one noticed.
Oh, okay. Well, I came by tube.
Did you?
And unfortunately, our very lovely tube train driver from last week's episode...
Sarah?
...was not working.
She's having 2 weeks off.
What?
Yeah.
What, strike?
So I think she's just on holiday.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
Because you know what she could have done?
What?
She could have done the bing bong. She could have helped grow the show, Joe.
Grow the show. She could have started...
doing the bing bongs.
She could have nicked my Mandela impression and used that for the mind the gap.
I was thinking more that she could have told everyone in her actual voice that she is on a podcast called The Joe Marler Show.
And then you've got
literally a captive audience because they ain't getting off between stations.
Yeah.
They've got to listen to the podcast.
Yeah. What's captive about the audience?
Well, they can't get off the train, can they, between stations?
Oh, so she's nicked the people.
Yeah.
She's nicking people as well as her thing.
What do you reckon?
Not sure. What else is new in your life, Tom?
I had a question for you, Joe.
Fucking hell. I ask you a question and you come back with a question.
That's how it works.
Okay.
Right. I read that if you don't wash your hair for a week... what happens?
It gets a little bit greasy and smelly.
Okay. If you don't wash your hair for 2 weeks, what happens?
It cleans itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Wow. I'll just get that spit out my eye.
Would you risk
it? Excited. No, because I regularly dye mine now, so I need to keep on top of it with some appropriate stuff that cleans it. But my friend, an old housemate of mine, what shall we nickname him? Because you've got an old friend of mine called George.
Great nickname.
Yeah.
What's his real name?
George.
Okay.
George Voisin Low, actually. Voisin, have you ever heard that name?
That sounds like a shampoo in itself.
Yeah, George Voisin Low. I'm not sure. It's about 5 years now since he last washed his hair with shampoo. It looks incredible. It's silky, it's smooth, it doesn't smell, because I presume you were going to try and shock me with a fact, like you always do, that it cleans itself after 2 weeks and then you don't have to do it anymore.
Is this just the hair on his head or has he left his pubes alone as well?
I haven't gone that far.
Could you text him?
Now?
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to him for a while.
Okay, that's fine.
And you just went, "Hi, George, do you wash your pubes?"
Yeah, those exact words.
Okay. When was the last time you washed?
My pubes.
In general?
I had a shower before coming to the studio. How long would you go without washing your body?
Oh, I'm a bit, to be fair, I do try and wash regularly, especially all the nooks and crannies. Mm. But the longest I've gone, it was Glastonbury. And that was, we did Wednesday to Sunday. So how many days is that? Five? Mm. Four? How many days is that? That's a lot of days. Mm. Yeah, we didn't bother showering. In fact, we took a bucket, like one of those...
buckets, yeah.
No, but one of the small boxes, not a bucket, you know, like you put a box in a sink. Never understood it.
A washing up bowl?
Yeah, a washing up bowl, but it's not a bowl because it's it's not rounded. It's just, okay. Oh, maybe it is a bowl. Mm. Anyway, we took one of them with a flannel and we used to like wash with that.
Hang on, did you carry all the water from your car in the washing up bowl?
No, we'd have to go and wait at the water station bit.
Why not just go for a shower?
Queues were longer.
Okay.
We were proper in the mixer, you see, so we weren't like glamping or anything like that. We were like, we were in it.
Am I going to segue into the socks from that?
Okay, we were dirty fuckers and we were actually quite lucky that it didn't really rain. There was one day it rained and we got caked in mud, but we had lovely big socks and wellies that sorted us out. There's your fucking segue.
If you were to go to another festival, Joe, you might be wearing this time the official Joe Marler Show socks, which of course people can ordinarily wear every Wednesday with pride. If you want to get a pair, go with the link in the episode description.
Who's on next?
Okay, Joe, write down on a piece of paper who you want as a guest.
Okay.
Okay, don't let me see it.
Okay.
Okay. So you can confirm that I haven't seen what you're writing down on a piece of paper.
Okay.
I think the guest that you've put down on the piece of paper is a magician. Am I correct?
No. I mean, technically, he could be a magician of fucking lying to everyone. I wrote Boris Johnson down.
He's not our guest. We've got a magician. Let's get him on.
Okay. Slightly controversial, is it?
On Joe Marler's show.
Our guest today is a magician. Magician. Magic. He's got 16.5 million followers. Is that a typo? 16.5 million followers on TikTok, and he's travelled all the way from Belfast, to be with us today. Hello, Joel.
Hello, friends. Thank you for having me.
You've come all the way from Belfast.
It's not that far, really, is it? Like 1 hour flight?
It is, I would say, Joe, the furthest that anyone has travelled to be on this shambles of a podcast.
Didn't we have that one in America, the death row woman?
Yeah, she was still in America, though, wasn't she?
Very good point.
So she travelled from her kitchen to her front room to do the...
The sound waves travelled.
Possibly.
That counts. That does count, yeah.
Which, whilst we're on the subject of magic, is magic.
Because you can't see them.
Heck, if you can't see it, it must be magic.
It's unbelievable. What other things do you think are magic, Joe?
Love.
Mm-hmm. Big should answer.
Should we start deep? You can't see it. You can't see love. But you just feel it.
Yeah, takeaways.
Magnets. How do they work?
Magnets. Definitely magic.
How does that
work? No, seriously though.
Come on.
No, I think you're trying to wind me up here. I think you're trying to mock me, but magnets. Think about it. You put a magnet on the top of this table, you put one underneath, the top one moves.
It does.
So how does that work?
Yeah, don't look at me.
No sense.
So as a magician, you've got no answer for me on that one.
No, and we use magnets for so much stuff.
It's one of
the best secrets is just magnets. If you don't know how a trick's done, probably magnets.
Magnets? Yeah. What do you mean you use magnets? Do you actually use a lot of magnets?
Use a lot of magnets, yeah. I'm probably breaking magician's code there, but yeah. I'll not tell you what we use the magnets for, but we use magnets. There's a lot of magnets in my house.
Imagine it's for attracting things.
If you came into my house with a massive magnet, like half of my stuff would be destroyed.
Joe, if you're playing with a magnet, do you enjoy more the attraction? Or do you like pushing them away?
Do you mean the north, south, or south, south, or north, north?
Pushing away.
Yeah, because then you can feel a little bit more like there's this like field of energy there. And now I can't for the life of me work out why the fuck we've got a magician on the show and we're asking him all these fucking questions on physics. So, Joel, I'm sorry for that start. We did warn you that it was going to be a shower of shit.
Well, that's what I'm here for. That's why I travelled the 1 hour flight. Just for that. Just for that conversation.
How are we actually defining magic? What is magic these days?
It's funny. I've always seen it differently maybe than some magicians. I don't really care so much about whether you know how the trick's done or not, or whether you're fooled. I just want to have fun with it. And if someone leaves a show or having seen a trick, having had fun, that's the best part. Of course, it helps if the trick is deceptive, right? If you know how it's done, it's never as much fun. But for me, magic, I think, is just having the crack. Of course, like I got into magic because of the I don't know how you do it side of things. But after a while, like you learn how the tricks work and it becomes more than that after a while.
Who was your biggest inspiration that went, I want to be as big as them?
Darren Brown.
Was it?
It was never ever be as big as them. The whole social media stuff, TV, all happened by accident. That wasn't part of the plan. I just like performing, and that's still what I like doing the most. So if I had to choose between just doing shows, like, I suppose, Darren, that's what inspired me doing big theatres and or even small shows, that's what I would pick. So he was all, I think because he was such a good storyteller as well, and he was funny and he was a class act. I mean, I never was as drawn to this sort of street magic, David Blaine stuff as much, although it's all amazing. I preferred the psychological mentalism side of things first, which is hard to translate on social, so people don't know me for that. But before that, it was all sort of mind reading shows is what I did. Not real mind reading, of course, it's all bollocks in it.
Is it?
Yeah, well, it's a mixture of magic and psychology, misdirection, showmanship, it's all those things.
So you were into all that mind... when did you first start at magic?
Well, so I got into magic when I was 5. I was a wee baby. My grandfather loved Paul Daniels, and we went to a magic shop. They do exist. None in Northern Ireland, which is kind of sad, or Ireland anymore, last one closed. But there was one in America, in downtown Disney, you know, Disneyland. So family holiday there. I was turning 6 years old, and there's a little magic shop called Magic Masters, which is closed down now because of COVID, which is sad. So went
in
there.
Hang on a minute. You just said there's no magic shops in Northern Ireland or Ireland anymore.
No.
No magic shops?
No magic shops. There was one in Limerick. Never got to visit it. It's shut down now.
So your granddad got you into magic?
Yeah, he never performed. He just liked watching it on TV. And so we went into this magic shop. I had no idea what magic was. I had no concept that this was like a trick I was watching. All I remember was seeing a man make a little red sponge ball float above his hand. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? That's terrifying. I don't understand. I didn't realize this could be a trick, right? So I thought, well, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. How do I learn to do that? And at the time, I remember deciding, I know how that works. He has a hairdryer underneath the table, and that's what's making the ball float, which isn't, it's not how it works.
A soundless hairdryer.
Yeah, but I mean, I was a kid, I figured, not at the time, because at the time I didn't realize that this was a trick. I just thought he could do this. But looking back, I thought that must be how he did it. It's simpler than that, but
just to put that in a little bit of context, like this picture, there's a red ball floating above my hand, and you think it's a hairdryer doing it, but my hand is here, and this other hand is the hairdryer.
Doesn't really work.
So A, there's the noise, and B, if it was, it's still blocking the air.
Yeah, it doesn't
air.
Work. I wasn't a smart kid. So I became a magician, innit? Sorry if I've just broke the code again, magician
friends.
So was
that your... Wait, hang on, you keep mentioning this code. Mm. Is there a legit code?
I think it's more just unwritten rule. It's good for magic, right, if you keep the secrets. But of course, at some point, the next generation have to learn somehow. So the secrets have to go somewhere, right? I think for me, I learned a lot from books. These days, there's some great stuff on YouTube and stuff. But I mean, really, I don't go around just telling people how tricks are done. Certainly not. I don't think that's the right thing to do. But if someone sees my show and genuinely wants to get into magic, or they're really interested, I'll have no problem giving them a start and showing them some stuff to do. I think that's only fair. It's how I got started. And if I hadn't had another magician come and show me things, then how would you learn? You know, it's like anything.
So what was the first trick you actually then went, I'm nailing this one. This is the one that I've smashed.
The first one I remember really sitting down and practicing was, it was a trick with four cards where the aces like swap places. It's still a great trick. But I remember I didn't fully know how to like comprehend a book at the time. So my mum had to read the book and show me how it was done. And that was, I remember sitting down rehearsing that and then coming back in a couple of hours and showing it and then showing some friends. That was the first one I really put effort into. It was magic books, then magic DVDs. Now it's all online. But I remember most of my childhood was sat, you know, put the DVD in, sit down with my deck of cards and practice the tricks. A lot of time spent alone. Lots of time spent alone. It's kind of quite sad, isn't it? Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by the following. Sweet Caroline Harris. Frankie Hughes goes to Hollywood. The Galvanizer, Joe Galvin. Oui, Jimmy. It's James Napier. Jenny Burns was a friend of mine. Tinker Taylor Soldier Cy Waderson. Velo, Victoria Grace Lopez. A Need for Rub Speed. Matt Andes Johnson. The Banker, Tom Barkley. Kerry the Steed Noble. James, how far low can you go? Alexander the Great Picuza. Bob Hope and his grandchildren. King Louis Morgan. And all killer, no filler, it's Ian Miller. To be more like all of them, go to patreon.com/Joe Marler Show, grow the show, get bonus content, and become an official sponsor today.
I'm looking at your fingers, Joel. So you have a number of delightful rings on your fingers. You've got your nails painted.
Thanks.
But do you know what? I was expecting your fingers to be thinner and more delicate. And
gaunt.
Yeah, a little bit like a pianist's fingers, John.
Well, I'm a pianist. That's it. Yeah. I got into music first, then magic. And they definitely help, like with the dexterity for sure. Useless at pretty much everything else, but anything kind of dexterous and fiddly, I'm good at usually. But I do have quite chunky fingers. You're right.
Do you always wear long sleeves?
I don't actually. Do you know? So funny one. Of course, the classic thing is, you know, it's up your sleeve. So
yeah,
I remember
got one of those card machines attached to your elbow.
I do constantly. They're a nightmare to travel with day to day, but it's worth it. No, I used to. Because that's the constant thing you get is it's up your sleeve. And the truth is, in most magic, it's never up your sleeve. Like you don't really. I think it used to be more so back in the day when baggier clothes and baggier suits were a thing where you could throw stuff up your sleeves. But I mean, if you have a fitted suit jacket or something, not that this is.
So vanity has changed magic. Yeah.
Well, there's an old thing like rabbit in the hat. The way they used to do that, or at least some people, is the rabbit would be up the sleeve. And as they reach into the top hat, the rabbit would go down the sleeve into the hat. So, but I mean, I'm not fitting a rabbit up that sleeve. There's not a hope.
Small what are you looking rabbit, at me, maybe? Mate? Where am I? looking at me as if I've got a rabbit on me or something.
I've never seen you in a long sleeve top. That's what I've just realised.
Yeah, I don't want people to accuse me of having rabbits up my arms for some reason.
And that does happen.
It does happen.
It's the most annoying thing about being a magician is anytime you do anything, like you go to touch something, people go, he's doing something. What's he doing? Like it could be roll up your sleeves or just reposition in your chair. They go, what's happening there? So I actually just happened to be wearing long sleeves today. Usually I would wear short as well.
Why was it always a rabbit coming out of a hat? Rather than a mouse or a stoat or some other similar sized mammal.
I don't know where that came from. It's
surely it's because
not very fair to other animals, really, is it?
Yeah, kids would have been.
A stoat would scare the shit out of some kids.
You're at a kid's party, someone fucking brings out a weasel and they're like, especially if it's a Peruvian stink weasel, like they're the worst. And you're just like, fuck! And you bring out a small fluffy rabbit. They're like, oh, it's okay that we stuff this rabbit in the bottom of a fucking box and squash the lid and then pretend it's a magic trick to come out of nowhere. That's surely the...
Also, I suppose, thinking about what you've just said, Joel, about them being up people's sleeves, rabbits don't really make much noise, do they?
Well, that's true, yeah. I do have a couple of friends that have doves. They do a dove act, although being frowned upon now, you know, animal cruelty. Mm. So they're having to cut that from the show and they just have all these doves now. They don't know what to do them with.
What do they do with the doves?
Well, they do amazing, amazing things. They're unspeakable acts.
They're going to have to cut them from the show now because of animal cruelty. And then you said, what they do with the doves? And I'm like, I just really want to say that they... they just shove doves up their arse.
Yeah, some of them do.
Sorry.
I can never just be asked. There's a lot of effort doing magic with animals. It really is. I mean, you actually have to look after the animals, firstly. It's not like, you know, you just use them for the show and you forget about it. It's a full-time thing. So, I mean, they multiply them and make them appear in cages and all sorts, but I don't think it is cruel. I mean, they look after them really well from what I know, but I just can't be bothered. Unless it was like a trick with a dog, I'd do it then. I'd get a dog.
Bean Juanito. He's my cavapoo.
Wow.
Trainable?
No. Doesn't even know his name. Mm. But then with Bean Juanito, it's quite a hard one for a dog to learn.
That's true.
So I've given it a little bit of leeway with that. And it's mainly because I'd want him to disappear because he's fucking useless. But that's the only one. I do actually know a trick, Tom.
Okay.
I've learned a couple of tricks and... is it okay if I try
you
can
very please yourself.
Tom, is that okay?
Yeah, I can't wait for this.
Okay, can you... It's a mentalism.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. So you've got answer really quite fast, okay? That's only, it's the only rule. And you just got answers.
Yeah.
One had one.
Two.
Two had two.
Four.
Four had four.
Eight.
Eight had eight.
16.
Say a vegetable.
Lettuce.
Oh god,
right,
damn it.
There's two issues here.
Yeah.
You weren't meant to say lettuce.
And I was meant to say carrot, wasn't I?
Oh god.
And you weren't, and the fucking you took too long. So what were you gonna say? Were you gonna say carrot?
Yeah, but as soon as the word carrot appeared in my head, because you look so smug, I thought to myself, I can't say carrot.
Why were you gonna say carrot?
Because it's the first one everyone thinks of.
Mm.
Well, yeah, that's what the trick said. It was meant to be carrot, but I tried it before you got here. I tried it on Steve. Mm.
Good when it works.
And he said parsnip, so that didn't work. Parsnip. And then as you got here late, may I add, we had did a bit of chit-chat, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, when did you get rid of the carrot?
I noticed that. I thought,
carrot a lot. Because I was like, right.
I wonder why you're looking so pleased again.
So I really, really want this trick to work. So carrot, I can't believe you got rid of the carrot. Carrot, and you've gone and fucked it up. For the sake of the podcast, couldn't you have just said carrot?
Let's do it again. I'll say carrot for you.
Do you know what my feedback would be, Joe? My feedback would be, because Joel has talked about how a lot of it is done by chat and rather than necessarily putting things up your sleeve, your face changed as soon as you started doing your mentalism trick.
Yeah, because I was trying to, my eye had to be with your eye and I had to be like, right, I'm in there.
Can I ask, what were you going to do when he said carrot? Did you have it written down somewhere to like prove you knew?
That's a very good point.
Can we just quickly go through that scenario? So let's go last bit.
Yeah.
8 at 8.
16.
Name a vegetable.
Carrot.
Exactly.
That's good.
That's how it was going to go.
That's good, yeah.
And then he'd go, what do you mean? I'd be like, I knew you were going to say carrot.
Yeah.
But then you didn't know that. You should have just said,
You should have just said, oh yeah, I knew you'd say lettuce. I would have believed you.
Yeah, you didn't have to.
Magic's just blowing
my mind.
You
should have had a carrot in your hat.
It's just
or elsewhere.
Fuck's sake, I really haven't thought this magic through. I'm sorry.
Next time.
But on that, you said you started out with the sort of Derren Brown favour and that's what you enjoyed more.
Yeah, that happened a little bit later, maybe 5 years down the line. So I was 11 or 12 and I got introduced to his stuff. And then I worked as stagehand for my work experience around GCSE year for another mentalist and got experience there. It's fun, dude. And with mentalism shows, it's like 100% audience interactive. So every single show is different, which means you never get bored. Because I do think sometimes you see these like manipulation acts and stuff, and it's the same thing every night and it gets boring after a while. Whereas if you're walking onto a stage and you have no clue who you're going to meet or what people will think of or what they'll do, it makes it fun, keeps you on your toes. So that's why I think I cared about that. Plus it's easier to travel with that show as well. I mean, I get to travel with a 2-hour show in just like a backpack if I want to. It's great.
I'm concerned as to why you got your phone out and almost like put it in a position to, have you got some sort of trickery you can do?
Yes, it's going to float with magnets.
Magnets.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Have you got any tricks you can do for us now?
Oh yeah.
What's the magnet that we could potentially learn?
I'll show you something. Do you have your phones on you? Because when I use my phone the whole time, people think that I've just got something
set up. I have mine, but do you mind not going through the pictures?
Well, you can hold on to it. It's all good.
Okay, fine.
You can hold on to it, right? And open up your calculator. We're doing math on an afternoon. What day is it? God, Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday.
I lose track.
Right, I've got my calculator up.
Get your calculator. Now, I'll do this as well. Make sure you've hit cancel a bunch of times so that you know there's nothing sitting in the calculator.
AC is the cancel button, I presume.
What does AC stand for?
A carrot.
Okay. Well played.
What I'll do is I'll cancel all those too. So this is kind of like a mind trick, right? It's about right place, right time. That's what's important to remember. Right place, right time. Are either of you guys good at math, by the way?
Excellent.
Very good. That's what
very,
we need.
Very, very good.
You're sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
That's what we need, right? That's what we need. I shall say, when I was in school, I cared so much about magic that I cared about very little else. And the deal with my parents was do your A levels and then you can take a year, do the magic thing, but you have a backup plan.
Do the magic thing.
Do the magic thing. And then I took a gap year to do magic and then another year and another year. And this is my like sixth gap year, so I don't really know what's happening. But anyway, the point is I sucked at math in school really bad. I think because I didn't care about it. And you know, it's hard to really be good at something if you don't care. Math teacher and I didn't get along. So to overcompensate for this, I learned a bunch of like math tricks that I could kind of do. Like, oh, look, I can like get one up on the math teacher. I'll show you my favorite one after, but this is the one that got me started, right? One of the ones I learned was how to memorize. It's not really tricks. It's a memory thing. Memorizing the number pi, which sucks. No one cares.
3.17.
Yeah, but the problem is like you could say any number. Nobody really knows, do they? You could just say random numbers and unless someone's checking.
And then end it with recurring and then you're like, yeah, I've nailed it.
So I ditched that trick and I started doing this instead. This is a bit more fun. Make sure, again, your hit counts were both on zero, right? Now I'm going to have you follow along because people might think I just fluff the numbers. You're going to keep a really good eye on me so you know I don't cheat, right?
Yep.
Question for you. Would you like to use your birthday for this? Or would you like to use somebody else's?
I try and forget my birthday, Joe. So let's use Joe's birthday, which is
7th of 7th, 1990.
7th of July, you're saying?
Yep.
1990. So I'll type in 7.
Am I typing this as well?
I'll have you do it as well. So we have seven. Seven and multiply.
Multiply.
By seven.
Seven.
Multiply, you said 1990, right?
Yep.
1990. Don't hit equals just yet. Here's the thing. Listen, you're a famous guy. You're on the internet. I could have found that out, right? But yeah. Let's see what we get. Hit equals, you have 97,510.
Yep.
But I conceivably could have known this beforehand, but you did choose to use Joe's birthday, not your own. That was your choice. That's important to remember. I'm going to hit plus. Will you do the same thing?
Plus.
Here's what I'll have you do. You're right-handed, yeah? Mm-hmm. If you take your right hand like this and point your finger like this, I'm going to have you, now you make sure you keep that number in case we have to go back because you might accidentally hit cancel. Mm. You're going to tap in a bunch of random numbers, just bop, 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 bop,
bop. So I can't see them either.
Yeah, but try, so this is the sort of keypad area, you got zero down there. Try and say, if you accidentally, keep going. If you do happen to hit cancel, you can stop there if you want, or you can do another.
Bosh.
You got it? Let's see. Okay, that's big. Make sure I don't change what you've put in here. Okay, so Joe, I'm going to have you do the same thing. You're going to type in what we just popped in, which is, so add 1805.
1805.
123.
123.
732.
732.
And again, you typed in these numbers, so this is random, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so hit equal, and you might have to turn your phone on the side because it's a big number, you might get the letter E. Hit equals, and let's see what we've got. Actually, would you check? I didn't cheat when I did this. You're watching close. Was this genuinely the total we got?
I think so, yeah.
Well, even had it been a different number, we got pretty close. Oh yeah, we're just off. So we've got 1805221242. That number mean anything to you guys?
1805222.
Is it Joe's
way
before?
No. Fuck you, Tom.
Would you remember I said this is about right place, right time?
Yeah.
Well, is today the 18th of May 2022 and is the time 12:42 right now?
What the fucking hell? Fuck off. Fuck.
Oh, the time's actually 12:43. I missed by one. By one. Can I write something down?
For sure.
This is what I'm thinking. Do you remember? I learned a bunch of matrix. I think that's right. Show that to Joe. See if that number means anything.
Have a look at this number here. It's 11638.
Does that mean anything to you? No.
No.
It's not your birthday, no?
No.
No. Well, you told me your birthday, so that wouldn't have been impressive. Do you have Siri on your phone?
Yeah.
Can I borrow your phone for a second?
Just don't look at the pictures, remember.
I might be off by a little bit, but I've written down 11638, so just for the people. It's 11,638. That number means nothing. No. I just did this in my head. It should be...
No.
Hey, Siri, what day was it 11,638 days ago? Is that your birthday? Did I do that right?
Fucking leave. This is fucking horseshit.
Dear.
Steve, you're fucking lucky you're in a room that I can't see your facial
face.
You're taking the piss out of me. We started this show, how long ago? 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And what was one of my first things at
trust.
The start?
Trust.
Trust. I don't trust anyone. No one. Not even my wife. Yeah? And then we've tried building that trust up. With various different guests.
We've
and
broken trust.
I thought I was going to get into a safe space. And now you've fucked it.
Well,
you brought Joel the Magician on. And you've somehow manipulated. What is going on? How have you done that?
Right, I'll tell you. I'll tell you after the show. No, I won't. That's a lie. I won't tell you. That was just getting started though, dude. We're just
Tom,
warming up.
What are your views on that? That was weird.
I'm so lost, Joe. Because I haven't even got the first clue as to how Joel did that. And then I was pretty amazed by the first bit. And then the second bit I didn't see coming.
Mm.
So I'm already reeling on the ropes from the first trick. And the second trick has knocked me senseless.
Well, so here's the thing though, right? Is that's cool, but it's numbers. And you know, like, who really cares? Unless the numbers mean something to you, right? If it's more personal, that's a little bit better. So I was doing this trick for the longest time. I realized that people, they're like, whoa, it's amazing. But then they forget about it. They don't care. I did start doing a trick with numbers that people remembered though, which was I started guessing people's bank PIN numbers. That was that was my thing. Now, here's the thing. You have a choice. And firstly, we don't have to do this. We can just chat. But if you'd like, I can try and guess your bank PIN code, if you'd like.
There's no way. I'm a skeptic born and bred.
Well,
there's no way you're guessing
a couple of things. Firstly, if we do it, I promise I won't tell anybody else. We'll not tell the people watching. We'll keep it secret, right?
Okay, okay.
Secondly, if any money disappears from your bank accounts, I'm not to be held responsible for this. Are we happy with that?
Okay, okay. Agreement, mate. That's binding somehow.
Right, well, I'll try. Or tell you what, I'm going to do this with you, and then you can help me for the second part, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm going to do this a bit differently with you. Usually, I just ask a bunch of questions, and I can kind of get a gauge. Is there like a repeated digit in there? Like, is the number twice?
Yes.
Yeah. So look, It's happening. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to go into my settings on my phone here. Where do I go? Passcode is what I'm looking for. What I'm going to try to do is reset my code so that it matches your bank PIN number.
Okay, I will just say before I do this, this isn't like a 100% hit every single time. Like the trick.
Oh, now he's backtracking.
Sometimes yeah, cool. I miss like by it. Like one number. But yeah, if I get it even close, you can tell the people how wonderful I am. And okay. I just don't tweet about it. It's fine. We'll try this. Show me your hands for a second. Okay, so you can drop this hand for a second. Can you just imagine for a second that you're going to a bank ATM machine?
Right? Yeah.
And don't move your fingers. Imagine typing in the first... That's weird. You almost went to go for that finger. Most people don't. Think about how you would type it in, but don't.
So as we're doing this, you are holding my the first finger on my right hand. Okay, I'm now thinking, I've just seen my bank balance. I feel slightly sick. But I've continued with the
withdrawal. So much, you feel guilty.
I've continued with the withdrawal process nonetheless.
Okay, I'm going to go for this. Give me a couple of tries if I get it wrong, but I'm going to try this. Okay, I'm going to stick with this, I think. Okay, oh, I feel like you're a hard cookie to crack.
Fucking tell me about it.
Yeah, I Jesus nightmare Christ. To be in a relationship with him, right?
No, poor old Murph.
This is probably wrong. Now, I will say, some people think when I do this that whenever it's time to unlock the phone, I just tilt it towards my face so the face unlock goes off or like my phone doesn't have a thumb scanner. Remember those? But, this is probably wrong. Give me another shot at it. And by the way, just for the people listening and watching, I didn't tell you we were going to do this in advance. Have you like write it down somewhere? Tell someone this. You had no idea this was going to happen.
No idea at all.
We didn't set anything up. Great. Don't type anything in yet. Here's what you're going to do. Once you do type in the code, it will unlock my phone. When it does, I want you to spin around in your chair, shout, "Hell yeah, Joel," and then give me a big round of applause like that. But I'm not going to look at your thumbs. I'm going to look this way. And you just say yes once you've done it.
Okay, so I'm just putting in the digits now.
Did it work?
No.
Really? Let me see. You're sure?
I think so. I'm not sure of anything anymore.
Oh, okay. Right, give me one last... Show me your hand again. Give me one last chance.
So our hands are now touching.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Forget about that number for a second. I'm actually further off. I just slightly misplaced the numbers. I'm going to try and tell you what the code is that I've set, but you're not going to know how you know it. So like reverse mind reading, instead of me trying to pull a thought out of your head, I'll try and put a thought in. So like transmitting it into your head.
Inception.
Exactly. I'm glad you're here. If you whisper the stuff, it's better for
Inception.
Magic.
Inception.
Yeah, that's good. Isn't it? I like that. It's nice. Right, okay. Here's what I'll do. Give me your hand again. Lean up against me. No, this is important. I'm not just going to like push or signal you on the number. So if you think at any point, Joel, I know what you're trying to do, you can tell me, right? You shouldn't know how you figure this number. You're just going to get it. Make sense? Good. So what's the first digit?
5.
Okay, I'll let you type it in so you know I don't cheat. Type in 5. Okay, that felt like a free choice?
Yep.
Yeah. Give me your hand again. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What do you think?
Another 5. Just put that in.
Everyone always gets the third one wrong when I do this, so don't panic. But whatever you were going to do, just don't go for that. Whatever comes first in your head, change your mind a couple times. And then go ahead, type one in.
Okay. Bosh.
And then you tell me when you've done it, I'll open my eyes.
That's done.
You've done it?
So you've got three numbers in your phone.
You didn't type in 3, did you?
No.
You typed in 2, yeah? Good, okay. Look, last time now, if you get this wrong, it's okay. We know it's 5, 5, 2. What do you think the last digit is?
I fucking don't ask, mate. I don't have to say.
It should just come naturally to you. Just say what you think. Carrot.
7.
Go ahead, type it in. You guys are pretty talented.
Fucking hell! I don't know. I don't know. It's completely fake, but this is what's always fascinated me about magic. I can't remember the name of the show, but there used to be this show on Channel 4 weekly. I think it was like a Sunday or something. And it was a bloke in a mask. It was a black mask. The Masked Magician. I was obsessed with it. All different tricks that he did. I was obsessed with it. And I always had that feeling. I knew it was fake. I knew that these are all tricks and it's not real.
Mm.
But I loved the feeling of how the fuck did he do that?
By the way, I think I know your PIN number, but I wrote it down, but I don't know if that's...
So you're about to give me a piece of paper here.
Yeah, I'll keep it, keep it a secret. Is that close? Like it's some variation of that.
So you've got 5 digits there.
Okay, tell you what, right. I'll tell people what I wrote. 40, 14, 1. That's not it.
No.
Right, so again,
this thing here, Joe.
Don't actually tell me what the PIN number is. Still keep that in your heads. But listen, remember when we started, I said that I learned all these like math tricks to try and impress the math teacher? And one of them was I memorized pi, which is a boring trick. I did figure out a good use for it, though. So I learned pi to 50,000 decimals, which was hard. I still know most of it now, but I remember the areas of it. I'll show you what... This is a really sad thing, but there was a man who wrote a book called Pi to 50,000 Decimal Places. It is literally a book filled with some facts about pi and then pi to 50,000 decimal places. And you can check this if you want. This is actually pi, but I'll let you see that.
It's a legit book you can buy, is it?
Well, here's the thing though, right? Is the only reason I got this was when I was doing the trick reciting pi. I used to like juggle at the same time as doing pi. No one cared. But when I had the book, they were able to check. And if I got off track, they could tell me stop. So people would know if I had actually done it. This is more interesting though, right? I wrote down 40, 14, 1. Do you want to go to page 40 in that book for me?
Oh, hang on a second. Okay, page 40, yeah.
40. And I'll hold it with you here. Page 40. I then wrote 1, 4, 14. We're going to go down 14 rows, right?
Yeah.
1, 2, make sure I don't cheat. 2, 3,
yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, right?
Yeah.
And then I wrote 1. Is that your PIN number?
Joe, how's he done that? It's my PIN number.
Fuck off.
I'm not sure the cameras, but that is really it.
Is it actually?
You can check. That number will come up nowhere else.
Oi, promise me, you know I've got trust issues. If this is a setup between you two, is it legit?
That's legit. If someone does access my bank account as a result of this, it doesn't look great. Joe does owe me some money,
yeah.
Which will make it look better.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
That was unbelievable.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that.
Just Clara, just legit, it got your PIN.
That is my PIN.
It was the trick that got me out of trouble in school because I used to, it was like the thing I was known for was like, he's a magician, he can do the bank code. So teachers were really interested in that. If I was late to class or forgot homework, the punishment was usually, right, do something. And that was the trick I always used to do.
That is just mind boggling.
Are you reversing? Because I'm trying to reverse, Joe, everything that Joel has done to try to find the point where I go, oh. But I'm reversing my head. It doesn't make any sense.
Did you give him your number?
So to give you a hand, the thing with a good magic trick is that usually in a trick, you're missing one piece of information. That's all it usually is, usually one thing. A good trick or the hardest ones to figure out is when you're missing one or two things and they cancel each other out. So the harder you try to think about it, if you don't have one of those pieces of information, you won't get it. Where most beginner magic tricks, usually there's just one thing. And if you catch that one thing, you go, ah, or it's like a special move or something. Mentalism's a bit trickier because there's more moving parts or ways it can go, which is why it's also more fun to do because it's different each time.
Right, we need to have a little ad break. So I just need to process all of that that's just gone on and we'll come back after that.
Okay, certainly.
Please.
So those were the ads. Joe, we're still quite befuddled, you and I.
Pardon?
We're confused.
Befuddled?
Why did you need to use befuddled?
It made you sound very, very intelligent.
Does that a lot, Joel?
That's why I do it.
Does that a lot, Joel?
It's my own illusion, Joel, that I try and maintain. Joe, would you like to be able to do a magic trick? And if you did, would you be doing it all the time, do you think?
I've got one magic trick. Well, two. Obviously, I've done my other one, but I learned that
today.
Which was very good.
And the one you do with Daisy, which we won't talk about.
I'm going to improve on that one. And then I've got the classic. I've only got one. Everyone, I think, should learn.
One trick.
One trick.
Everyone should know one trick.
And I've got the classic card one where I'm going to reveal some secrets here. So you get an all pack.
So angry.
All the same. I didn't sign up to
Don't make me come over there.
I didn't sign up to no fucking oath. I got the whole pack. But whilst I'm doing my act on the people, you know, the flocks that come for it, I've actually flipped the bottom card over.
I do have a pack of cards if you'd like to illustrate this.
Do you mind?
100%.
Please, thank you.
Just while you get those cards, Joel, Joe, we've got here the Magician's Oath. Can you just read that out to us,
so
please?
So if I was going to, yeah. Okay.
I promise never to reveal the secret of any illusion unto the laity.
Ordinary pantsers.
Okay.
Unless one swears to maintain the Magician's Oath in turn. I promise never to execute any illusion for any lay person.
What is this
lay person? Is it L-A?
Lay person.
How's it spelled?
L-A-Y person.
Yeah, lay person. It's something that magicians say, but I don't know if anyone else actually says that
you
ever.
Would say the priesthood might refer to someone as a lay person, which means they're not ordained or of a
lazy
religion.
Yeah, we would just describe like spectators as a lay person, like
pantsers.
Muggles.
Lay person without practicing the effect before I could do it well enough to maintain the illusion of magic.
That literally in itself doesn't make sense. that's an illusion.
I've never ever read that before. Never heard that. I never belonged to like a magic club or anything like that, which they do exist. And they're great. I know a lot of people in them. But
you're
never, new, you're never new signed
age.
Anything.
You're new age. You're groundbreaking magician.
I was 13 before I even met another magician to start off with.
Whoa. You just touched another man's pack of cards.
Yeah, you can't do that, dude. That's
surely
not cool.
You have to ask.
It's not cool.
So before I explain my trick to you, before I reveal my illusion, Tom, I'd like you to just pick a card, any card.
So you have fanned out the entire deck in front of me.
Yeah, pick a card. Don't take the bottom one and don't take the top one, I'm afraid. That ruins the trick.
Am I taking it out and putting it back or just taking it?
You take it out. Mm. You look at it, obviously. You can... What's the matter with your fingers?
Well, for a man of such strength, you've got very delicate, soft hands.
Thank you, Joe. Would you like to have a look at the card?
Okay.
Please, don't show me.
Okay.
Would you like to show Joel, please?
Yeah,
it's a good card.
You're looking so smug.
It's a good card.
My eyes are closed. I cannot see a thing. They're open now because I need to see it.
Can you watch me as I put the card back in? I'm maintaining eye contact with you.
Yes.
You see that? Just sliding it randomly into
the longest you've ever held eye contact with me.
Yes, but that's completely random. I didn't put, and I was looking at you for the majority of the time. Joel, you're completely fine with that as well, are you?
Joel, can you describe what just happened, please? Oh, it was so smooth.
So in magic, we have a thing called misdirection. And that would be that you do the move at a time when they're not looking at the... No, I saw nothing.
Why didn't you? When I said and pointed at Joel, why didn't you move your head so I could flip the pack around? Because I was watching your hands.
Which is what happened for the people listening, just so we can...
Okay, let's pretend you did look at him and it flipped the pack around. Okay. Anyway.
Maybe he's ahead of us.
Look. Look, I slapped the pack. I slapped a pack, man.
Yeah.
And your card is now will be the only one face in the wrong way.
Face the wrong way.
Facing upwards. as I go through the pack.
Oh, my goodness.
Was your card the 10 of clubs?
Joe, that's incredible. How did you do that?
That's fantastic.
Right, okay, that's the only... It works on my fucking 8-year-old. It clearly didn't work on
you. You should teach it to your 8-year-old and have them do it in restaurants. You'll get free dessert.
So magic is as much about the showmanship and the chat.
Yeah, way more to do with
rather
that.
Rather than the actual trick. So that whole routine you did before the break was... It was kind of going somewhere, and then I was looking at it like, oh, he's fucked it here.
Mm.
Oh, that's right. And then you'd sort of stumble a little bit and be like, oh, God. And then there was question marks in my mind. I'd be like, he's not actually any good at magic. Yeah, no, this is dog
it's all
shit.
TikTok.
And then you spin it around, and then you spin it back, and then it goes back and forth. And then you come out with that, and it's completely fucking blown my mind.
Oh, thank you very much.
So it's as much as the chat than it is the actual trick.
It's more to do with that, I think. Some of the best magicians in the world you'll never ever have heard of, because they're amazing sort of sleight of hand and misdirection, but maybe not so good with people or can't chat, which makes it really difficult to, you know, actually be a magician, because that's, you know,
that's the whole job, is just getting on with people, isn't it? So I always think, you know, if someone wants to be a magician, they should learn to just, or maybe just get a job that isn't magic first, or make some friends first, learn how to chat with people, then start doing the tricks. Because that's the biggest hindrance people have with magic, is they're too scared to actually do the tricks for someone, right? Or if you can get over that, it's really easy. People like magic. Like, it's a fun way to make a living. Who doesn't like magic?
Come on. What do you say to those that say magicians like yourself are manipulative fucks?
Well, so fun story for you. They do often say this to me on the street today. I grew up in the church. My dad was a pastor sitting in church every Sunday morning. And like the deaconess and minister would come over and snatch the cards out of my hand. Like, they're the devil's cards. That's evil. You can't do that shit.
Can I have the God's cards then?
Slap me. No. That's what they are. The devil's cards, gambling. My granddad, who's now passed, he would sit and watch me doing tricks for the longest time, but not in church. If I ever brought them near church, I said, no, devil's cards. But like, fine, in the living room, never made any sense to me. I think the whole thing was gambling or whatever. But I got around that, which was Uno cards. You know the game Uno?
Yeah. Love it.
Couldn't take those out of my hand, so I used to sit and fiddle with Uno cards instead, or like Match Attacks. Football collector
very
cards. You'd be mad into that. So very spiky corners, though. It doesn't really work for card tricks, too thick. But Uno cards work a charm. So it was actually the first time I got given my first magic book was in church. There was a teenager who did magic tricks, was up at the front doing a magic trick with a deck of Uno cards. And then he gave me the book that he learned the trick from. So that was my first magic book.
Have you ever done a trick that's gone really, really wrong?
Yeah.
Because listening to you do the tricks you've done on us here, you've also teed it up with a couple of, just so you know, it might not be exact, or it might not be quite thingy. Is that just as part of the show, or also because if it does go wrong, you've already backed up the fact that I did both. Warn you it can go wrong?
Yeah, both. I mean, I've had loads of tricks go wrong. I'll tell you one of my favorites in a second, but I do that on purpose. Number one, lower expectations. So then when you hit it, the trick's better. Like if I come out and say, I am about to guess your PIN number and it will work. If it does, it's like, oh, that's awesome, but that's what you said you were going to do. Whereas if you kind of beat around the bush a bit and you're a bit hesitant, it's better when it happens, building more tension. But I've had loads of tricks go wrong. Loads, like hundreds. If you're not getting tricks wrong, you're not doing enough shows. That's just how it goes. You got to make mistakes. Some worse than others. The good thing with magic is that nobody knows what it's supposed to look like. So if you mess the trick up, unless they catch you at it, like red-handed, you can always pivot and change. Having said that, there's sometimes where it just goes wrong. Like, dude, this was maybe 4 years ago, I was doing what at the time was like the biggest audience I'd performed for, maybe like 1,000 people. And this was on stage. And I do this trick. I still do the trick. It's so much fun. It's amazing. Where everyone in the audience gets like a bit of newspaper. Like there's 10 newspapers. They get shredded up, mixed around the room. And eventually we narrow it down. So someone picks one page, one paragraph, one word. And that word is in a massive scroll above the stage from the very beginning. And it's awesome. When it works, it'll fool some magicians. Like it's really hard to figure out. Problem is you have to remember what word's in the scroll. And I was doing so many shows at the time that I just kind of forgot what the word was in the scroll. And then halfway, I'm standing on stage like, oh God, what is that word? I can't remember.
Oh, no.
And then I remembered it and I was like, ah, it's okay. I have it. So I kept going. I made them pick that word in the newspaper using my trickery and wrong word. And the banner comes down and there's nowhere you can go. Like there's nothing to say. And that was the finale to the show as well. And I had to be like, good night. And that was it. But in a way, right, I wouldn't do it to close the show. Sometimes it's quite good to get the tricks a little bit wrong, especially when it's mentalism, because it reminds people that there is like an element of risk, and like it's all, not all predestined. There's some stuff can go wrong and that makes it more fun, but not as the finale to your show. That sucks.
Oh my God, that must have been a really, really lonely place where you fucked it up. And
it was horrible.
If you could do hypnosis, would you?
On someone?
Yeah. Do you think you could do it? Who would you most want to do it on?
My kids. I'd fucking hell. If I could like hypnotize my kids to actually listen to me, that's the biggest thing. Like trying to, they just don't want to. You can get other people to, like adults, like you mentioned before, it's easier doing tricks on adults than it is kids, because kids are just, they're not giving a shit.
There's a book on how to hypnotize animals. I'm not joking. When I read it, I thought this has to be like
a joke. This can't be real. But yeah, but teach you how to hypnotize a crab.
What do you mean, hypnotize a crab?
Deadly serious.
Hypnotize a crab?
I'm like, but why?
What do you want to hypnotize a crab for?
How do you know it's hypnotized?
You know? How do you know it's not just scared shitless of you and it's just sat there like, I'm not moving?
I think that is what it is, yeah. By the way, I thought the same way as you as well. So I remember seeing Darren do his stuff and thinking, that's amazing. But the hypnosis stuff used to pull me right out of the TV shows. I thought, that's bullshit. Like, that can't be a thing. Until I was at that residency where I was working as a magician and they had a hypnotist in one night and I got hypnotized. I wasn't brought up on stage or anything because I was quite young. So
it's bollocks.
But I had the hands.
Surely hypnotism is bollocks.
You ever had it?
No.
And by the way, I'm not one of these because I don't do hypnosis in the show anymore. So I don't care what people think of it. But I definitely don't subscribe to the idea that everyone can be hypnotized. Hypnotists will say that because it's really good marketing, but I don't think so. Like, if someone really does not think it can work or doesn't want it to work, well, it won't because they just won't comply with it. But if someone really wants it to work and they listen to the instructions and you do it well, it can work.
Fancy it, Joe?
Well, yeah, because I know that it can't happen.
Right, let's give it a go.
And this is the reason I think I stopped hypnosis as well, because what I like about mentalism and magic is I know that it is, so long as I don't do something stupid, it is 100% surefire. It will work. Whereas with the hypnosis, if you just get someone who wants to mess you up, they can. The other side of it is, I do really think it's probably like 40% extroverts just playing along for the show. I do think that. Dude, if you could do any magic trick for real, it should be, I've thought about this, it would be levitating, because
I could do it.
What I would do is I would tell nobody that I can actually do it. Right. And I would just continue with my career. But at the end of all my shows, I would levitate in like the most impossible way. And people would go home thinking, those tricks are amazing. I just can't figure out how you did the levitating.
I'm sorry, you've made me have to do this.
Go on then, I'll describe what we're seeing. Joe's taking this off his headphones. He's standing up. He's wearing a very small short today, showing his full...
No, that's because it was riding up. Do you know what I mean?
The short's ridden up a bit further.
This is good.
Okay, so he's now got his back to us, Joel.
Right. So you're going to... levitate. Because David Blaine.
I'm recording this, so there's no camera tricks.
One of my favourite... No camera tricks. This is legit.
David Blaine.
Okay, so Joe...
It's legit. You ready?
Yeah.
So when I saw David Blaine do this, I was fucking like, this guy is incredible. And then...
Okay, here we go.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
That is good.
What are your thoughts?
I know exactly.
That was the Balducci technique. I've Googled it all week. So I've been practicing all week and I want your thoughts. I want your thoughts, Tom, and I want your thoughts, please, Joe.
Well, I thought it was excellent.
Yeah. Stop there.
That's it.
Tom?
Right. Take this as a positive, Joe. For approximately half a second, I couldn't see how you were levitating.
Yeah, exactly.
The negative is that as soon as that half a second had elapsed,
they'd gone.
It was quite obvious. So maybe do it, but just end it at 30 seconds. Right. End it at half a second.
Right. Mm. Okay. But for that half a second, you believed I was levitating.
No.
That is, what do you mean, no?
I just couldn't work out how
you. But hang on, I've got you on record about 15 seconds ago saying for half a second, I couldn't work it out. So you thought I was levitating for half a second?
No, I just couldn't work it out.
The good thing about short form social media content is you can trim that down to you doing the trick and him saying, I don't know how you did it. That's what you can trim into.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. And that goes me right back to the start when I read out that you've got 16.5 million. That six still blows my mind. 16.5 million followers on TikTok. Mm. And when I showed my wife, I said, Daisy, I said, oh, we're going to talk to this magician this week. She was like, oh, amazing. And I showed her the TikTok and the Instagram. She looked so unimpressed. She went, oh, that's quite cool.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? I went, what? She was like, well, it's just video editing. Mm-hmm. I went, pardon? She went, he obviously can't pour a glass of orange juice into a paper bag thing and the fucking juice disappears.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I went, no, I know that, look, you're not getting it, Daz. He obviously can't do that. It's not real life. That mm-hmm. just it. But it's also not just video editing.
No.
Or is it?
It's a really, really tricky thing. That's the one thing that gets me in the comments section, because I really don't care what people think. But it is annoying when you're doing a trick, which is actually a trick that you've put like a lot of practice into or like a lot of thought, and people are like, I see the cut. And I'm like, what cut do you, there isn't one. So we never ever
use video editing because that's stupid. Well, why would you? Because you're a magician and it's on camera. Like, you should just be able to figure out a way to make it work. My rule is that any trick I do on social media, I could do in real life. Like, I could, if you were sat, whether that means that I have to sit you down in a chair in the right spot and do it for you, I could do every single trick. I will say, as a final thought, is I understand why people do think it's video editing, because a lot of magicians do use it, and that kind of ruins it for those of us who don't.
How do we find you on TikTok, Joel?
I am at Joel Magician on TikTok. If someone wants to reach out to me and say hello, Instagram's the place to go, though, because I actually am able to keep track of stuff on there. So
is it the same on Instagram?
If you search It's Joel M, I'm on there. And basically nowhere else.
I'm obsessed. I mean, the algorithm always gets me anyway, and I'll be sat. I just get into a rabbit hole and a rabbit hole and a rabbit hole. But
yeah,
your stuff is just, I just love it. I also love the ones that you just, who's your mate?
It's my brother. He's my best pal. We do it. Yeah.
When you're rating different magic tricks, so, and he's fun. Just like, "Ah, that's fucking shite. Well, that's fake. It's
dude,
fake."
It is crazy. Like, he lives in Liverpool now. He's studying. So I only get him once a month at the minute. We have to batch film all of that stuff. So it's a video every day, but we film like 30 of them within 2-3 days. It's crazy. So like, for that amount of time, it's just a lot of Red Bull. Like, a lot of Red Bull.
Oh, absolutely love it. And I've loved having you on the show. We've really enjoyed
thank you guys for having me.
Learning everything there is to learn about magic. So thank you so much, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers. And like that, puff, he's gone. I loved him. I really, really enjoyed the magic. But it's not fair. We've been doing this a while now. Been doing it a long while. And I thought we'd built up some sort of,
hear what you're saying,
at least professional fucking trust and courtesy. There's no way he knew your PIN number without you telling him before the show. It's one big fucking conspiracy. I'm looking at Steve and I'm looking at Joel. You fuck me. Tell me the truth. Look me in the eyes.
Has that blown your mind?
Yes.
It's blown my mind. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it was all exactly as you saw it. I wasn't in league with Joel.
Are you serious?
Yeah, how did he do it?
Look me in the eyes. Not like that, you creep.
No, but you've made me deliberately like,
right, look. Steve, did you cheat it or is that real?
That was unconvincing from Steve.
Well, if that was real, I'm going to have to accept your answers and just go, well, Joel is up there with one of the best magicians I've ever come across.
Well, if you would like to check out how real it was, you can, of course, watch all this, Joe, on our YouTube channel.
Yes, we've got a YouTube channel.
You just have to search for the Joe Marler Show.
Yeah, go watch that. Go watch it and you'll be amazed. And you tell me how he did it. Mental. Right, who's next week?
It's a television presenter, Joe.
Do you want to say it a little bit more?
It's a TV presenter.
Perfect, can't wait.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Sports Social Podcast Network.